Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us this week and every week for your wellness radio.
Yes.
Our pleasure to bring it to you for over a decade. So, there you go. We're going to jump in and do a show. Partly because our guest has a cold. We're not going to waste a moment of time. We're joined today by Dr. Ellen Langer, PhD. She's a social psychologist, first female professor to gain tenure in the psychology department at Harvard University. You know, I think Leary opened up a slot when he was bumped or something. She's the author of 11 books and more than 200 research articles written for general and academic readers on mindfulness over the past 35 years. She's been described as the mother of mindfulness, which our first question is going to be, why did you name your child that? And has written extensively on the illusion of control, mindful aging, a good topic for me, stress, decision making, and health. She's the recipient of the Guggenheim Fellowship, 3 Distinguished Scientist Awards, the World Congress Award, the NYU Achievement Award, and the Stats Award for Unifying Psychology. Welcome aboard, Dr. Langer.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yay, welcome. Okay, Dr. Scott, please, when you guys talk, please talk and don't use these like hard words that I can't understand. No, just joking.
Right.
No, it's because Scott, sometimes he writes articles to the newspaper, which he has not in a while. And it's very, I had to read it more than once, like twice or 3 times to finally, oh, okay, I get it now. So I'm right here surrounded by really smart people.
We'll see.
So the first thing we should probably deal with are your self-esteem issues.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's a humble brag. We all
not to speak polysyllabically.
You know, I'll do my best.
No, I have to give credit where credit is due, and you know that, Scott, is that you have brought a lot of your Scott is usually the person that brings a lot of new innovative ideas. So
yeah, well, okay, I'm riding shotgun on this one. Dr. Langer's bringing it. So
okay,
let's go mindfulness. It is good for you, Dr. Langer. Let's start there.
Oh, yes. We've been doing research on mindfulness, and as will become clear soon, I study mindfulness without meditation. Mm-hmm. And it's the simple process of actively noticing new things. When you notice new things, that puts you in the present, makes you sensitive to context and perspective, and the very act of noticing is the essence of engagement. And 40 years of research says that this is very important to your health and well-being. In fact, it's literally and figuratively enlivening. So it's more than just something that should be a passing fancy. But what's interesting is since people, when they hear the word mindfulness, despite all that I've written and others for so long, many think in terms of meditation.
Yes.
And meditation is wonderful, but meditation is simply a tool to get to post-meditative mindfulness. Once you're mindful, you're mindful. It's sort of as if you're going to go to Paris and you're going by train or boat or plane. Once you're in Paris, you're in Paris. Mindful.
Yeah. For me, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but for me, like, okay. And when they were talking about, we've had people who've come here, do training on mindfulness and about, you know, meditation and closing your eyes. It's very hard for some of us to even close our eyes and just...
Yeah, well, that's why early on in our discussion today,
yeah.
I differentiate mindfulness as we study it from meditation.
Yes.
Meditation is a practice, and meditation is difficult for some people, not for everybody. But mindfulness, in the way I study it, is what you're doing when you're having fun. You know, let's go back to Paris, no matter how we got there. That if you're going to Paris, it's the first time you've been there, you expect to see new things. Mm-hmm. And so you're looking for new things. And you end up, again, energized by this act of noticing. What happens is that people tend to think in terms of absolute certainties. They think they know. And when you think you know, there's no reason to find out. So lots of people suffer from boredom, for instance, without realizing that everything is new, everything is always changing, everything looks different from different perspectives. So when you adopt that different mindset, the mindset for uncertainty, recognizing that uncertainty is the rule rather than the exception, the world becomes new and exciting. And it couldn't be easier. As I said, that mindful noticing is the essence of engagement. So, you know, when you're feeling the most excited, involved in whatever you're doing, you're being mindful. So you don't have to practice doing it. All you need to do is come to the understanding that you don't know the thing you know that you thought you knew as well as you thought you knew it.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.